سورة نوح. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أرسلنا نوحا إلى قومه أن أنذر قومك من قبل أن يأتيهم عذاب أليم.
Indeed, we sent Nuh to his people, saying, Warn your people before there comes to them a painful torment. He said, O my people, indeed I am a plain warner to you, that you should worship Allah and obey me. Allah will forgive you of your sins and respite you to an appointed term. Indeed, the term of Allah when it comes cannot be delayed if you but knew.
Now here we find that Nuh alayhi salam is telling his people that I have come as a warner to you. Now we have this concept of deen that we only want to hear the good things. We only want to hear talk of Jannah and we want to hear nothing about Jahannam. We want to hear nothing about the punishments that lie in store for those who disobey. We only want to hear things that will make us feel comfortable. So we've reduced deen to a series of meaningless cliches that if you say La ilaha illallah 100 times a day and you read this tasbih 100 times a day. Allah says that Nuh alayhi salam told his people, I have come as a warner to you. Now the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam too was described as mubashshiran wa nadhira, a bringer of good news and a warner. See, imagine a mother, she sees her child picking up a sharp knife. What is she going to do? Is she going to sit back comfortably and say, no, let him do what he wants to, live and let live, and I'm not going to force anything upon this child? She'll snatch the knife from the child. She'll scold him, she might even slap him to make him realize how serious it is. So when Nuh alayhi salam tells his people, I am a plain warner to you, we need to understand that those verses in the Quran that frighten us have come for a purpose. Some people obey Allah by love and love alone. And some people need threats before they can be made to obey. قَالَ رَبِّي إِنِّي دَعَوْتُ قَوْمِي لَيْلًا وَنَهَارًا. He said, O my Lord, indeed I have called to my people night and day. But all my calling added nothing but to their flight from the truth. And indeed, every time I call to them that you might forgive them, they thrust their fingers into their ears, covered themselves up with their garments, and persisted in their refusal, and magnified themselves in pride. ثُمَّ إِنِّي دَعَوْتُهُمْ جِهَارًا. Then I called to them openly. Then indeed I proclaimed to them in public, and I have appealed to them in private. فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ. And I said to them, Ask forgiveness from your Lord. إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا. Indeed He is of forgiving. He will send rain to you in abundance, and give you increase in wealth and children, and bestow on you gardens, and bestow on you rivers. For 950 years, Nuh alayhi salam called his people. Look at the sadness in his words, that Allah, I tried from so many different tactics. Now Allah is also teaching us how to do da'wah, that you don't just have one monotonous style that you're warning people that if you don't do this, you're going to go to hell. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us that you do da'wah with subtlety, you do da'wah with wisdom, you do da'wah openly, and sometimes you do da'wah by example. Now Nuh alayhi salam says, I told them, seek forgiveness from your Lord and the world's blessings will open up before you. Now what does this mean? This means that if we do istighfar, Allah will grant us a bounty of worldly blessings. Once Hazrat Umar was asked by the people to pray for rain because the rain was not coming. And he went and he just did istighfar. When he came back, the people said, Why did you just do istighfar? You didn't even pray for the rain. And he said, I have knocked at those heavenly doors from whence rain comes. See, if you look at our society today, we find antidepressants, people always suffering from anxiety and guilt and depression. What's the cure for all of this depression? Istighfar. If we truly turn to Allah and truly acknowledge our sins, we will feel cleansed and Allah will open up before us a vista of worldly blessings. مَا لَكُمْ لَا تَرْجُونَ لِلَّهِ وَقَارًا. What's wrong? Why do you not fear Allah and hope not for reward from Allah? What have we relegated Allah to? To this benign God who's just waiting to forgive us our sins. And who's just watching on placidly while we sin and disobey and do what we like and talk against Him. And we say statements like, I'm angry with Allah. And then on the Day of Judgment, Allah just can't wait to forgive us. مَا لَكُمْ لَا تَرْجُونَ لِلَّهِ وَقَارًا. What have we relegated Allah to? Allah who is Rabbul Alameen. Allah who is Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Allah who is Maliki Yawmiddin. Why do we seek people rather than Allah? Why do we follow people? Why are we intimidated by people rather than fearing Allah's anger? Why do we seek their petty shallow love and their shallow admiration and their shallow praise rather than wishing for Allah's ridwan? مَا لَكُمْ What's wrong? لَا تَرْجُونَ لِلَّهِ وَقَارًا. That you're not prepared to accord to Allah His dignity, His true status? مَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ. The truth of the matter is people have not valued Allah. We've not appreciated Allah the way we should.
If we truly acknowledged His blessings upon us, not one of us would lift our heads from the sajda. Allahu nuru samawati wal ard. Allah is the light of the heavens and the earth. And what have we relegated Him to? Malakum, what's wrong? Why don't you hope for reward from Allah? وَقَدْ خَلَقَكُمْ أَطْوَارًا. Although Allah has created you in different stages, do you not see how Allah has created the seven heavens, one above another, and He has made the moon a light therein, and made the sun a lamp, and Allah has brought you forth from the earth. Afterwards He will return you into it and bring you forth. And Allah has made for you the earth a wide expanse, that you may go about therein in broad roads. Nuh said, Rabbi innahum asawni. O my Lord, they have disobeyed me. And we too disobey the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sunnah. They have disobeyed me, and they have followed one whose wealth and children give him no increase but loss. They're too busy following the elite, the glamorous, social, sophisticated people who are disobeying Allah. And they have plotted a mighty plot. And they have said, you shall not leave your gods, nor shall you leave Wad, no Su'ar, no Yahus, no Ya'uq, no Nasr. And these were the names of idols. And indeed, they have led many astray. And O Allah, grant no increase to the wrongdoers except error. Because of their sins, they were drowned. Because of their sins, they were drowned. Then they were made to enter the fire. And they found none to help them instead of Allah. And this is a reference to the azab of the grave. And Nuh said, O my Lord, do not leave one of the disbelievers on the earth. If you leave them, they will mislead your slaves. Now, Nuh alayhi salam's dua was not just this venomous curse, na'uzu billah, that after 950 years he was just sick of them. But the reason he gives, because if you leave them, they will mislead your slaves. Like if the cancerous limb is not amputated, the cancer will spread. If you leave them, they will mislead your slaves, and they will beget none but wicked disbelievers. Rabbi ighfirli wa liwalidayya. O my Lord, forgive me and my parents, and him who enters my home is a believer, and all the believing men and women, and to the wrongdoers, grant no increase but destruction.